Well, after the Murphy situation, Les Thompson called me and said, hey, you know, I'm in this new group that we're just kind of getting underway, and it's called Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. They'd been together about a month, and I enlisted them to back me up at the Topanga Canyon Banjo Contest. I taught them my first banjo tune, Dismal Swamp. And I entered, and I won. And I figured, well, if these guys backing me up were helping me win that contest, maybe that's the way I'll get on the radio. I knew I wanted to be on the radio, because on the way to college one day, I heard the Birds doing Tambourine Man. And I knew then that the bass player was Chris Hillman, and that he used to be in a bluegrass band in San Diego called the Scottsville Squirrel Barkers. And I figured if somebody from San Diego that was in a bluegrass band can be on the radio, maybe I could be. Well, I needed to have a band. That's when Les called, right at the right time. It all came together, and after winning that contest, I think it was in July, by August 6, I was playing with the band and rehearsing at my house, my parents' house, and trying to figure out songs. We got our first record deal, and that was a shock. We thought, well, it's really taken a long time to get a record deal. We'd been together 6 months. Well, by February 7th, the first single, Buy From Me the Rain, came out, and one of the main instruments on it, at least in my mind, was a 5-string banjo. So things were working out. Well, things went along pretty fast. We made 4 albums. We were in the movie Paint Your Wagon. A few years went by, and by the end of 1968, we broke up. It had been a good run. I wanted more. I went out and auditioned for Andy Williams and ended up in the orchestra at Caesar's Palace for a month, backing up Andy Williams and the Osmond Brothers. That was a great time. Then when Jeff and I were watching Poco one night at the Golden Bear, a club we had played many times, we looked at each other and said, let's get the band back together. This is after Paint Your Wagon. It's a middle of spring, kind of 1969. And we went and found Jimmy Ibbotson to play guitar and drums and sing. That's when we started rehearsing for the Uncle Charlie album. Uncle Charlie and his dog Teddy, yet to be named, but we were getting the songs together. And it worked. House at Pooh Corner from Kenny Loggins. Some of Shelley's Blues from Mike Nesmith. Mr. Bojangles from a man we had yet to meet, Jerry Jeff Walker. And some of the band's original music, and Randy Lynn Rag, and Clinch Mountain Backstep, and Jimmy singing Traveling Mood, real funky 1950s sounding thing. And we found out that music was listened to by the kids of a lot of famous pickers that we adored. Doc Watson's son, Merle, played it for his dad, that album. Earl Scruggs' sons, Gary, Randy, and Stevie, played it for their dad, Earl. Jimmy Martin's son played it for his dad. We were the teenager or the kids' new hot group that was using their parents' instruments and getting on the radio with it. So when it came around to the time for me to ask Earl Scruggs if he'd record, well, he'd already come to see us play in Vanderbilt University in 1970, and that was October. I asked him, Earl, why'd you come to see this bunch of hippies play? And he said to me, I wanted to meet the boy that played Randy Lynn Rag the way I intended to. I can remember that like it was 2 months ago. 6 months later, I asked Earl, while he was performing in Colorado, if he'd record with the Dirt Band. He said, I'd be proud to. A week later, Doc Watson was playing the same club, and I just boldly asked him, with the help of his son Merle, if he'd record with us. He agreed that that was a good idea. I put him on the phone that night with my brother Bill. They talked for about 20 minutes, and we got underway. Bill got Merle Travis, and other players came in, and we went to the record company to make the deal for an album that the record company president said, I don't know if I'll sell three of these, but I'll put up the money. And he did. And we told the rest of the band what we had been working on. They loved the idea of being able to play with Maybelle Carter and Doc Watson. We'd never heard of Astor Clements, but we sure found out about him.